For anyone looking for a quick summation of the current BC political scene, go to the BC Legislature's Hansard website and check out last Tuesday morning's, October 3rd, question period, the first QP of the fall session. Simply go to the 11:17, time of day, mark of the question period video, and watch for about 1 minute. The video will show an exchange between BC Conservative leader John Rustett and Premier David Eby over the issue of the SOGI 123, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, program in BC schools. Rustett claimed the SOGI program was causing kids to be sexualized, and said it was a divisive assault on parents' rights. Eby opted to take the question himself instead of his education minister and let Rustett have it with both barrels. He called Rustett's comments outrageous, and accused him of picking on kids at risk of suicidal tendencies. Shame on him, Eby thundered. Pick a different question. On television, it looked like a lively and raucous exchange. But for anyone actually sitting in the gallery and watching, as I was, it seemed so much more than that, since the Hansard TV cameras don't show everything. As Eby ended his reply, the din in the house became quite loud. A couple of backbench NDP MLAs stood in applause and encouraged their colleagues to do the same. But I could not help but notice that two BC United MLAs sitting just below me, Eleanor Sturco, Surrey South, and Karen Kilpatrick, West Vancouver Capilano, were almost leading the cheers for Eby and were on their feet in support quicker than almost anyone in the house. Their actions caused those sitting front of them, including party leader Kevin Falcon, to swivel around and watch in seeming amazement at what they were witnessing. Perhaps reading the room, they also stood in support of the premier, thus creating an almost unheard-of moment in the BC legislature, the opposition providing a standing ovation to a government premier on a highly charged political issue. However, I also watched three BC United MLAs, Ben Stewart from Kelowna, Ellis Ross from Skeena and Tom Shipitka from the Kootenays, as they resolutely remained in their chairs, refusing to join in. And so, in the space of just 1 minute, a few things became apparent, not the least of which is that the upstart BC Conservative Party showed it could upstage the official opposition BC United Party. There was also the uneven and unsteady response of the BC United caucus members to what was either their position on SOGI or their feelings about clapping for the premier, a sign perhaps that the BC Conservatives will indeed prove problematic for them. I gather that standing ovation was the subject of a heated caucus meeting afterwards. Then there was an NDP premier evidently feeling so confident that he would throw out the traditional political playbook, one that suggests giving oxygen to any party that splits the vote among opponents, and instead denounce the leader whose party has the potential of almost guaranteeing the NDP a cakewalk to victory come the next election. The whole drama only lasted a minute, but what a minute. Keith Baldry is chief political reporter for Global BC.